With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mystery writer Mary Higgins Clark, author of Stillwatch and A Stranger is Watching, is out with a new thriller, Weep No More, My Lady.
I always look ahead 2 years to see what will people be interested in reading about when the book comes out. If you notice, everybody is into health and beauty, aerobics, running, jogging, eating better, all the rest of it. And I thought, I'd like to set a book in a spa.
A health spa where some deadly doings take place.
I went to 3 different spas to do my research, which is heavenly research, incidentally, and then I created my own.
Yeah, that was a tough assignment.
Oh, yes, wasn't it, though? It's really evil.
Even though murder is the ultimate crime, Mary Higgins Clark and her fellow mystery writers have a lot of fun with it.
The first star of any book is the victim. Why was he or she murdered? What effect does it have on other people? Why did someone love her or hate her so much, or both?
Mary Higgins Clark says the mystery writer restores a certain order to a violent society.
Violence occurs. Justice is upset. The world is in shambles. But by the end of the book, the scales of justice have triumphed. The villain has been unmasked, the victim atoned, and there's a certain catharsis to it.
Clark believes the first mystery can be found in the book of Genesis.
Eve convinced Adam to commit a felony, to steal or eat the apple, right? That was forbidden. They left and they had 2 children and one killed the other. So from earliest of man, the family has been involved in murder. Somebody said, when I said that at a seminar, we thank Mary Clark for explaining the book of Genesis.
The latest best-selling mystery from Mary Higgins Clark is Weep No More, My Lady, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mary Higgins Clark, whose latest thriller is called Weep No More, My Lady, is president of the Mystery Writers of America. The group started 43 years ago.
Mystery writing at that time was not considered so respectable. There was a sort of put-down about it, except for the really great ones. They banded together to start a Mystery Writers of America. Now we have over 1,000 members.
With a monthly newsletter and annual awards named for Edgar Allan Poe.
Those Edgars are our Oscars, our Tonys, our Andys.
Mary Higgins Clark says the key purpose of the Mystery Writers of America is to get writers together.
For every writer who goes off in the country and writes the bestseller, many, many more of us need to be with each other.
Clark's group is also lobbying to get writers royalty for books checked out of libraries.
There are older writers whose book is enjoyed year in and year out by thousands of people, and they're living on Social Security. And we don't think that it's fair for the writer to subsidize, in effect, the library.
And the mystery writers are also fighting a practice called writing for hire, in which a publisher buys a story and keeps all the rights.
It's so hard to get published that you almost sign any contract in the world just to get started.
Mary Higgins Clark is coordinating a 1988 International Crime Congress, which is expected to attract mystery writers from around the world.
We might have a panel on how to poison someone. We go down to the morgue.
Don't give too much away.
We go down to the morgue to look at weapons. We just arranged for a boat. One night we're going to have a tour, a mystery tour around the island. That should be a fun night.
The old Circle Line ploy. Huh?
One of that sort of thing, yes, indeed.
Mary Higgins Clark has penned a tale of passion and murder at a posh health spa in California in her bestseller, Weep No More, My Lady, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.